Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Well, well, well. Today is an interesting day. How do you pronounce it? National C-A-R-A-M-E-L Day.
Caramico?
Okay, well, I've never heard it pronounced
C-A-R-
that way.
C-A-R.
Caramel, Liv. Caramel.
Caramico. He's not a Caramico guy.
Got it. It's early.
So how do you say a pork chop?
Caramel.
I say caramel.
I say caramel, too.
I don't say caramel. I say caramel.
Caramel. Of course,
like
if you don't remember,
aggressive.
Pork chop yesterday was like, I'm so cultured. So of course he says caramel.
I don't say caramel.
As I see this guy at National Burrito Day holding up a bean burrito caramel. From Taco Bell. Yeah. So cultured. So well spoken.
Well versed.
I've got a very authentic Mexican bean burrito with cheese.
His palate is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
We're
She's just mad I can't eat cheese. I mean, she can't eat cheese.
That's true. And to be fair, I'm glad she doesn't because bad things happen. But it's National Caramel or Caramel Day, so eat to your teeth rot out.
You know what my favorite dessert is that has caramel? Or my favorite candy?
Werther's?
Milk Duds.
Oh, gosh. Milk Duds are one of the top disgusting candies of all time.
That's my favorite chocolate candy.
Milk Duds, like, they taste like any of that malted chocolate is sick.
No, it's not malted.
Whatever
they're
it is,
they're not
it's
Whoppers.
Disgusting.
They're just chocolate. They're just caramel you're right. covered in chocolate. Whoppers
you know
are gross.
No,
but
you know what? They're similar.
Duds.
They're similar to me, so they're both disgusting.
Okay.
All right, sorry. That one derailed quick. For a 24-hour period, people were hoping that Timothy Pitson, the Illinois boy who went missing at age 6 back in 2011, had been found Wednesday in Kentucky. This was huge news. The hope was that, it was crushed, actually. Yesterday, the FBI announced the teenage boy who claimed to be him was actually not. In fact, it wasn't a teenager either. It was a 23-year-old ex-convict named Brian Reaney.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a hoax. Yeah, what a tool.
That is awful.
Timothy's aunt said it's devastating. It's like reliving that day all over again. And Timothy's father is devastated once again.
That is so sad. How twisted in the head you have to be to act like you're like a 14-year-old boy that's been missing.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And there, who knows? Like, why would you do that? So
right.
He might get charged with like doing a false thing. I don't know if they're going to be able to file it or not on him, but. This is sad news for the family, having to have that wound opened up one more time. Divorce is normally bad news, but I think I'd be kind of happy if I was Jeff Bezos' wife, Mackenzie, because she's now like the third or fourth richest woman in the world. They finalized their divorce yesterday. She's getting, well, not that much, $36
billion. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, making her one of the richest women in the world.
That's like not a real number.
I know, that's not fake.
Huh?
She's going to be getting most of their stake. Jeff gets to keep most of the stake in Amazon. Plus sole ownership of the Washington Post. So they split up some of their land too. But I think it's a pretty fair deal right there.
Did they have a prenup?
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah,
if
it
they had a prenup,
like
I doubt she would get $36 billion. But I mean, he did cheat and he had a ton of affairs. So that's probably why she got the amount
she
did.
Do you think she got like a billion for every time he cheated? Allegedly?
Maybe. Okay. By the way, did you guys ever see the text between like him and one of his mistresses?
No. What was it?
Oh, no. He literally, they sound like he's a robot. One of the messages says something like, I like your alive body.
What?
Why would you say that unless like there's some dead bodies in your closet?
Dude.
Is that not the weirdest thing?
Hey, when you're a billionaire, you could probably like get dead bodies whenever you want them.
If you are, or he has robots that he is in love with as well. If you are bored at any time today, go and Google the Jeff Bezos text between him and his mistress. Like, you will be crying. You're laughing so hard.
To be fair, I like you alive too.
Well, I'm glad that you like me alive. Thank you.
I wonder what a robot would be like. I'd be afraid to like get too close to it because I'd probably spill some pop on it or something.
Yeah, you would. You would break that thing within the first 5 minutes.
What does that mean? I don't understand what you're trying to say. Some dummy went on like a live stream in a Mustang. He had a nice one, Shelby GT350. I didn't even realize he could go this fast. He went up to 185 miles per hour. That's insane. What's the fastest you've ever went in a car, whether it's yours or somebody else's? Like, how fast have you been in a vehicle? Not an airplane, but a car.
123.
I beat that.
You beat that?
You beat 123 miles per hour.
I'm really hoping my parents are not listening.
They're not. Go ahead. Tell us the exact time, location, and who you're with.
129.
What?
Wait, I might have went 128.
Oh, God. Of course, you have to top Liv.
That doesn't top her, but it comes close.
Liv, what car was that?
I think it was my old Nissan Sentra.
No,
like
what?
I swear
no.
on my life.
There's no way a Nissan Sentra goes 129.
Then maybe my speedometer was broken, but I swear.
Yeah, you're tripping.
I got pulled over and I almost got arrested. I have
didn't?
A ticket. Yeah, I did not.
What was the ticket for?
The ticket was for speeding and careless driving.
But how fast were you going?
129.
All right, the radar gun was broken. I would have fought that ticket.
I swear.
Mine, I've already told my mom. Mine was in Utah where there's a stretch. It was 80 miles an hour, but there was like no one for hundreds of miles.
Except for the cop that got you?
No, no one got me. Just opened up my car and it governed out at like, it was either 123 or 128.
Mine was on 4th of July during the day. I was driving home from like my alma mater in the summertime and with a bunch of friends, and there were no one on the road because it was 4th of July. Everyone is like partying or at the lake or something. And I got caught doing 129, and it was a brand new car. The car was literally like 2 weeks old at that point. A brand new car.
What year is it?
2012.
I'm looking this up.
My old Saturn hit like 103, and I thought I was crazy. Wow. Okay. Well,
Nissan Sentra live.
There you go.
A Nissan Sentra 2012.
Are you going to fact check her now to see how fast it tops out?
I mean, that's what the ticket says, so I'm mad because that ticket was so expensive, and I got so many points on my license because of that. So I hope it's wrong.
Do you have any information here, Porkchop?
Just so I don't.
Not yet.
All right, well, come back to me. I got one more. You guys ever do any garage sale shopping, like on the weekend? You're like, oh, let's go see what we can find.
No. I mean, I used to when I was a kid. I thought they were, like, fun.
I want to do it because I'm all about making money. A guy in Florida bought a ceramic bowl for a buck at a yard sale. It turns out it's worth $30,000.
Oh my gosh.
He just took it to an antique shop. He's like, hey, how much is this worth? I got it for a dollar. They're like, well, they looked it up in 2011. The same bowl sold for $30,000.
How? Why? Is it artifact?
They're saying that it is a specialized antique. It's a Christine auction house listing for the same bowl. I guess it's just a certain type. The bowl was designed in 1925, so it's old.
Architect
and designer. This is where I'm going to screw up words. Gio Ponti. I don't know. Forgive me.
Right.
I'm not that cultured, but
that's
30K
insane.
Out of $1.
You always hear stories of that. Like
flip
people
that bowl.
Being like, oh, I bought a painting for like $5 and then it ends up being like a $50,000 worth painting. Maybe I need to start going
to
garage sales.
Yeah, let's go to a garage sale this weekend. Hit us up. We're going to have to join all those local Facebook
garage
sales.
Yeah, if you have a garage sale going on, DM us. Hit us up on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. We need to know about this.
All right, Porkchop, give me a result here.
I haven't found anything.
Wow, that was really kind of a letdown.
I swear, that's what the ticket said.
All right, well, we'll find out later in the show and randomly announce it. We are the Joe and Alex Show, and that's Joe's Need to Know News.